Storytel presents The Garden of Death by Margit Sandemo, part 17 in the Legend of the Ice People series, narrated by me, Mianna Buring. Once upon a time, many centuries ago, Tengel the Evil went into the wilderness because he wanted to sell his soul to the devil. He became the ancestor of the Ice People. Tengel had been promised power and wealth on condition that one of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil and do evil deeds. These descendants would be easy to recognize because of their yellow cat's eyes and magical powers. And one day a person with the greatest supernatural powers ever would be born. The curse would not be lifted until the spot was found where Tengel had buried the pot which he had used to prepare the magic brew which would summon the devil. This is what the legend says. Only nobody knows whether it is true. But in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which was why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family, or perhaps it is mostly about the women in his family. The Legend of the Ice People. The Legend of the Ice People begins many centuries ago with Tengel the Evil. He was ruthless and greedy, and there was only one way to get everything that he wanted. He had to make a pact with the devil. He travelled far into the wilderness and summoned the devil with a magic potion that he brewed in a pot. Tengel the Evil gained unlimited wealth and power, but in exchange, he cursed his own family. One of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil with evil deeds. When it was done, Tengel buried the pot. If anyone found it, the curse would be broken. So the curse was passed down through Tengel's descendants, the Ice People. One person in every generation was born with yellow cat's eyes, a sign of the curse, and magical powers which they used to serve the devil. One day, the most powerful of all the cursed Ice People would be born. This is what the legend says. Nobody knows whether it is true, but in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which is why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family. Actually, it is mostly about the women in his family, the women who held the fate of the Ice People in their hands. Chapter 1. Daniel Ingridsson Lind of the Ice People, conceived because of a witch's potion, born in disgust, abandoned newborn and helpless to a baby farmer, saved from death by a magical herb, and since loved by all for his confident smile, his tolerance of other people's weaknesses, his belief in what life could give him and what he could give to life. The cold wind from the Arctic Ocean blew in his dark hair, and he heard the gusts in the bare bushes as he stood there, looking out over Arkhangelsk. How had he arrived here? He hardly knew. The journey to Finland with the Swedish army, the battle at Vilmanstrand on the 23rd of August 1741, his father taken prisoner. He, Daniel, had fled into the country of the enemy, into eternal Russia. Why? He had a vague idea that he was predestined for this, to try to solve the enigma of the Ice People, seek the origin of the puzzle and destroy the destructive power in their blood. The curse that held them all in a crushing embrace of fear and despair. In order to do so, he would have to walk in the footsteps of Wendel Grip, to a country by the outer rim of ice and cold, to the very core of the Ice People's secret, to the source of life. Nobody knew where this source was. The only one who could tell them about it had passed away, Tunsij the shaman, who also had the blood of the Ice People in her veins. But she had had a daughter, and Wendel Grip had fathered a child by that daughter.